On the line now, I have Pádraig Naughton, and he's Director of Arts and Disability Ireland. Good afternoon, Pádraig. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Now, coming to the Axfest on the 18th of February, it's a production. Tell me about it.
Yeah, the production we're bringing to Axfest Ballymun on the 18th is called Signs of a Diva. It's a show by the Grey Eye Theatre Company. It's a one-woman show with the lead actor being Caroline Parker, a very well-known deaf art actor from the UK, who would probably be best known for her work with the BBC and Channel 4 over the years. And this is a play about an undertaker who lives I reckon it's a town in Yorkshire, although that's not made clear. I sort of deduced that from the script.
Okay.
She's an undertaker, and during the course of the play, she becomes a diva, but not any ordinary type of diva that takes her from Yorkshire to Las Vegas, but becomes a signed song diva. And essentially, signed song is where songs are turned into sign language along with the song. So as the song is playing, it's turned into sign language. And it's called Signs of a Diva for that reason, but also because the songs that are turned into sign by Caroline are the big kind of classic ballads, diva ballads, you know, like, you know, from Celine Dion and many others.
Yeah, I was just wondering there now, the story itself, as you mentioned there, she runs a funeral parlour, and she's asked to sing at, sign songs rather, at a funeral, and some nightclub owner sees and says, well, okay, here you go, and puts her into a cabaret slot. So she doesn't actually sing herself, she just signs for them, just to clarify.
No,
that.
Or does she sing and sign
at the same time?
No, she just signs.
Okay.
So in fact, in the performance, you know, it's all spoken word. So all the dialogue is spoken word, and it's captioned as well. And then the actual songs, she signs. So what you're getting alongside the original soundtrack is her interpretation in sign language of those songs.
Mm-hmm. It sounds, I mean, it is a comedy, I know that, but it sounds like it's a lateral way of looking at things as well, and introducing this sort of thing onto the stage. Or is that you did say that the lady herself was a deaf actor, so it's a common practice.
Yeah, I think Caroline has a very long background in, as I said, acting, but also in sign song. I remember many years ago seeing her do a signed version of Bohemian Rhapsody, which was quite a challenge, but extremely animated to watch, and a lot of fun. So it's something that's been kind of part of Caroline's repertory as an actor and a performer and mime artist for a long time. From ADI's perspective, one of the things we wanted to do was to start to bring work by internationally acclaimed companies that involve people with disabilities to Ireland, and to try and get that work into arts venues, theatres and art centres around the country. So as well as being in Access in Ballymun, the show goes on to Ungreenon in Letterkenny, up in Donegal, to the Ballon Arts Centre in Mayo, and then back to the Mill Theatre in Dundrum. And it's our first tour of international work.
And this is something you've sort of dreamed of over many, many years, and it's coming through fruition at last.
Yeah, like for many years, I, you know, at different festivals, both in Ireland and abroad, I have seen work by artists with disabilities and thought it'd be really wonderful to bring that to people's own local art centres. You know, rather than, and I don't say this in any negative way, just to festivals, because festivals happen at a very particular time in the year. And they also you know, there's lots of work to be seen at the same time or around the same time. And I just thought it would be really great if we could start to build this work into the regular programme of what, you know, centres like Access Ballymun and others actually do, you know, throughout the year. So this is our first kind of foray into this area, and we're really, really excited. I saw this piece myself in Dundee, I think about 2 years ago. So it's really exciting to see it finally come to Ireland.
Mm-hmm. It's really a wonderful venture, I must say, and it sounds like it's going to be absolutely great. Is there anything else you'd like to see? Is there any other diversions, lateral thinking you have going on there as well?
Well, I think we're hoping to make this a regular occurrence, and we're already in discussions with Dublin Theatre Festival and the Arches in Glasgow about bringing a show in called If These Spasms Could Speak later on this year, which I'm also really excited about.
Okay, yeah. It sounds like that it's opening a gate there and giving a vent to a lot of people's maybe talents for writing in a genre that they would know a lot about. This is the wonderful thing about this innovation.
Yeah, I think it is, and I think for ADI, like for many years, what we've been about from an audience perspective has been about making, performances accessible to people with disabilities, and I think this moves it up a gear where we're moving the focus now to actually programming work, international work by artists with disabilities, and I suppose giving people options and seeing different work, because it must be said that we have quite a few writers and theatre makers making Irish work around disability, and I think this adds to the mix and the discussion and the debate, and also broadens audiences' horizons and what they can see in Irish theatres and art centres.
Okay, and you're waiting probably obviously to see what the reaction will be. Is this the first time it's been done, something of this kind in Ireland?
Well, it wouldn't be. I think it's the first time for ADI to start trying to program work on a regular basis. Like, mm-hmm. Our arts festivals around the country, you know, like, for example, the Galway Arts Festival, Dublin Theatre Festival, the Fringe Festival, Spree in Waterford, Dublin Dance Festival, have all programmed work by people with disabilities in the past. I think what we're hoping to do with this initiative is to start to build a network of venues that would take work like this on a regular basis, so that we can get it out to more people, and also that it becomes more cheaper for each venue to bring the work in.
Make it more mainstream.
If we can organise tours.
Okay, yeah, to make it more mainstream, in other words. And I can see,
exactly.
And
yeah.
I can see I can nearly hear the brain ticking away there, and you've loads of ideas buried back there that I'm sure that you want to bring through as well. This is on the 18th of February. How long is it running for? What time does it start at the evening?
It's one night in Access Ballymun, and it's at 8 p.m. And contact Access for tickets. We also will have a second night on the other side of the river in Dundrum in the Mill Theatre on the 25th of February.
Okay, and obviously people can look up the Arts and Disability Ireland website as well if they want information, because I'm sure this is going to be a success.
Which is artsanddisabilityireland.ie, which is adiarts.ie, sorry.
Okay. Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Pádraig. As I say, I can hear the ideas ticking away in the back of the head. I look forward to more innovative ideas coming from ADI in the future. But congratulations on this one. And I'll give it plenty of plugs over the next week or so.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Pádraig. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.